wanted to have another reason to play that song. We started out the show today with the Marvelettes because today is
Thank a Mail Carrier Day today.
All right.
So do that. Yeah, if you see your mail carrier out there today, say, hey, what? Thank you. We appreciate all of your work, especially during the winter months. That's for sure.
You know, we had a postman at a previous house. The first house I think that we purchased here in Vancouver when we first moved here in the 2000.
Yeah.
And his last name was Blaze.
No kidding.
But spelled differently than mine. And we got to laughing and talking about it because his family, similar to my family, came through Ellis Island from Czechoslovakia, mm-hmm. much longer name.
Yeah.
And when they came through, they shortened it to kind of have a more American name. And so we're both St. Blaise. Of course, today,
St. Blaise Day.
It's Feast of St. Blaise, of course. So celebrate your patron saint. And those who went to early mass today probably already know that their throats are feeling better. So you get the blessing of the throat. St. Blaise was a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And helps the child who was choking or somebody, and so that is part of his patronage. Any lung condition,
yeah,
also is Saint Blaise. So pray to Saint Blaise and maybe get your throats blessed today.
I always remember that as a kid doing that because I always thought it was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a neat little ceremony, like with communion. You'd walk up and they'd have the two candles.
Right.
And put them across your throat and do a little blessing.
Now, if you listen to Alitea Saint of the Day that we had at 8 o'clock, the announcer said that the candles used for the Feast of St. Blaise are ones that were blessed on the day before on Candlemas, where you bring in your candles and have them blessed. That's where they traditionally bless the candles for St. Blaise Day.
So I did not know that.
I did not know that either. You see, we all learn something when we listen to the morning
That's right.
blend.
Saint of the day.
So it is a new month, and so lots going on this month. So we thought today on today's second cup, well, we'd spend just a little bit of time talking about some of the feast days, some of the saints that we get to celebrate during the month. So right off the bat, of course, we've already had some big ones this month. Of course, St. Brigid, the Presentation of the Lord, and now St. Blaise. Boy, that just kicks off the month as we get moving. But a big feast day coming up. And in fact, if you have the Mater Dei Radio Marian calendar you got in the mail that lists all of the feast days for Mary, well, one of them is going to be highlighted for February 11th. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes.
I see that.
My folks have been to Lourdes once in France, and they said it was wonderful. Of course, that is the image of Mary coming to Bernadette.
Right.
Right. And from that, a spring began to flow, and it's really quite a large, you know, body of water now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are healing waters there in Lourdes, France, and thousands and thousands of people go there every year, and countless miracles happen for those who have bathed in those waters.
Right.
I think that's wonderful. And also for thousands of people, they've gotten very cold because that water is icy for sure,
yeah,
coming from the mountains around there. So I think that's a wonderful feast day. Vancouver, we have Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church and School.
Mm-hmm.
They have beautiful image there. If you go to the grotto, there's also one of the statues is of Our Lady of Lourdes with Bernadette. Just down kind of on the mountain. I want to say it's just right there off to the left side of the grotto itself.
Right.
It's that beautiful image of Our Lady of Lourdes.
I remember as a kid growing up, too, I always remember the movie, The Song of Bernadette.
Of course.
Yeah. Beautiful
Great
movie.
Great day to watch that with your kids. It's absolutely beautiful. Black and white, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an old movie, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, speaking of the grotto, those are the Servites that run,
that's right,
that are there at the grotto. Well, following the very next day, Saturday the 12th, it is the traditional feast of the seven holy founders of the Servites.
Oh, how about that?
Our wonderful priests over there, there at the grotto. I'm sure they will be having a very special event there. Spend some time at the grotto.
We were
just there for Mass. There is something beautiful, even in these kind of rainy days, just to be there on the grounds, just a little bit of fog, some water dripping off the trees. You can't help but feel a holy presence,
mm-hmm,
on the grounds, right in the heart of our city.
I know. It's amazing.
It's just really incredible. And to walk through the Stations of the Cross as you enter, go up definitely to the upper gardens because there is just even more to see, places to pray. That observation deck on the top, pretty incredible too.
And the great thing about the grotto too is there's plenty of parking. Because oftentimes you'll go to a place and you can't find a place to park, but they have a big parking lot there.
Oh, absolutely. There's a nice little restaurant not far from the grotto when we go for Mass there on Sundays. We like to go up the street and have the most amazing breakfast at Cameo.
That's great.
All right, David, today is the 3rd. You're on the clock.
I know. 14th of February. That would be St. Valentine's Day.
I like that we in the Catholic Church, we remember to say Saint in front of the feast day. Everybody celebrates St. Valentine's Day. They drop the saint and just call it Valentine's Day, but we don't really know who they're celebrating. The story of St. Valentine was that he was performing Catholic marriages in private when couples were not allowed to have Catholic marriage or mass to bless them. So that's what he was doing.
What are you doing for St. Valentine's Day? Anything? Got any plans
special?
Yet?
No, you know, the whole saga with the big new refrigerator in my kitchen.
Yes.
Apparently, I found out that along with that refrigerator, which was a necessity, included my Valentine's Day gift, my anniversary gift, and apparently my birthday later on in the summertime. So I guess I get to make dinner with food that's in my refrigerator.
There you go. See, it all works out.
No, Scott and I will definitely find an activity. We are more of, again, we've talked about this, less stuff, more time together. So we'll pick an event and do that together. Sometimes it's a show or a concert. Sometimes it's just a nice dinner together where we actually look at each other in the face and talk without interruption.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're talking again. So that's great to know.
It was a tough refrigerator purchase. Let me tell you what, it happens. You're going to have to listen to an upcoming episode of View from the Pew because I definitely think that full story to be shared with all of its ups and downs.
I know what you're talking about.
You know,
about.
Deacons and their wives, we are regular couples too. And then the week following, this is a really wonderful one. It's the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. That is the day that we recognize and honor the papacy. You know, and we remember, and I talk about to different people when what apostolic succession actually means. And I use my husband as an example, and every priest has this also. Hands were laid on my husband when he was ordained a permanent deacon for our priests when they become transitional deacons into their priesthood. The bishop lays hands on him. Well, the hands that ordained that bishop go all the way back to the hands that were laid on him, to the hands laid on him, all the way 2,000 years to St. Peter.
Isn't that amazing? You think about that.
You can line them all the way up. There is record of everyone. That is what apostolic succession means. It is a beautiful gift to our Catholic faith when you think about it like that.
Yeah.
And you think about when you have an encounter with your priest.
Mm-hmm.
That encounter was set up by thousands of years ago.
Right.
And it's a really wonderful day that we get to honor on that Feast of the Chair of St. Peter.
One thing that's not in February that seems like it typically is in February, but we're pushed now to the first week of March. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Ash Wednesday.
In fact, on my calendar, there's a faint 2 on here that leads me into the next month because that is March. That is Ash Wednesday,
right.
March 2nd.
Right.
It does feel a little bit late.
It does,
and that's obviously because when you look into April, on April 17th, that's Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is really getting later into the springtime. So, yeah, that's kind of something exciting to definitely look at. So February, a great month, so much to look at, so much to get ready for. There are lots of hearts and candies and chocolates all over the marketplaces.
Yep.
I'm not big on those little heart candies.
Right.
But a heart-shaped, like everything comes heart-shaped now. The Reese's peanut butter cups are heart-shaped. The little York peppermint patties, I think those come heart-shaped. I'll take anything heart-shaped. Pizza, I think you might even be able to find
I think you can.
A heart-shaped pepperoni.
That's very true.
But definitely remember that all of those hearts always lead back to the church and to St. Valentine. We hope today you enjoyed our second cup.